Hi, friends. In Leadership Arlington, this is Peggy Simmingson, one of the group members in education. We'd like for you to consider what action steps you can take to help education in Arlington, kind of building on the idea that knowledge without action is useless. So what can we do as individuals? So here's a few ideas to jumpstart your thinking. So first, the most obvious idea is volunteering. If your time permits, you can volunteer in schools, there are mentoring programs, you might be able to set up a connection with your work to mentor students in the school district, there are nonprofits that do tutoring, and so those are just a lot of ideas for volunteering. The Arlington Public Library has some flexible tutoring experiences. You can also help spread awareness of trends and issues in the communities. You know, what are things that are making education more difficult? The high dropout rate, for instance, is something most urban schools deal with. Gangs, those kinds of social issues might be impeding education. So just raising awareness about that. Poverty is a huge one, that kind of thing. And so another one is becoming political, so participating in education advisory boards with the school district or the library or some kind of nonprofit board service that is education-related. And another is just encouraging others to volunteer in the community, kind of getting the word out about volunteerism. Also, here are some things that people may not have considered. Writing letters to the editor to raise awareness and advocate for education topics is important, that kind of thing. You can also create a blog or guest blog about education-related topics. Again, awareness and advocacy. You can also write on LinkedIn and Facebook. Doesn't even have to be a full-blown blog post. You can work with grassroots groups in the community to help education or more formal organizations like foundation organizations. Arlington ISD has a foundation. Contribute books to little free libraries in the community. There are a bunch of these popping up in the community. And so donating, there's one in front of Salvation Army, for instance, over on Abrams, and they need books all the time. Also, just donating money or funds as your finances permit to the education nonprofits and civic organizations. I bet everyone has lots of other ideas, but those are just a few to get you started thinking.